Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yod, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Im ra'ita shemen shehu mithalek ba'azara, en ata sarich lishol mahu. Says Rabbi Shimon, if you see oil being given out in the temple courtyard for the Kohanim to eat from, you do not have to ask what korban it's from. Ela motar rekike minhot Yisrael. Rather, you could assume that it's either the leftover oil from a wafer and hot offering brought by a non-kohen, velog shemen shel metzora, or the leftover from the log of oil brought by the metzora. These are the two oils that would be given out to the kohanim in the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash. There are many different types of menachot brought. All of them don't only just have the flour, but they all have oil with it. But most of the time, the oil is baked in or fried in to that flour, to the dough, and they won't see any oil at all afterwards. The one exception is the wafer mincha, where some of the oil is mixed in with the wafer, but the rest of the oil is given on the side to the kohen to eat. But this is only true of this type of mincha if it was donated by somebody who is not a kohen. A kohen's mincha and the oil aren't eaten, but they're burnt on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon follows the opinion elsewhere where we say that some of the oil is smeared on the wafer offering, but the rest is given to the Kohanim to eat. The Hachamim, though, hold that all the mincha is smeared on the wafer mincha. So the introduction that we gave before, we said that the wafer mincha doesn't have oil, all the oil mixed in. That's only according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. According to the Hachamim, there's no mincha that has any leftover oil that's eaten by the Kohanim. Likewise, besides for the regular animal offerings that the metzora, the man with leprosy who is trying to become pure, has to bring, he also brings a log, which is a measurement of oil. The kohen takes some of the oil and he sprinkles it towards the Kodesh HaKodashim, and then he puts some of the oil on the right ear, thumb, and toe of the metzora, and the leftover, the rest of that oil, is given to the kohanim to eat. So if you see oil being given out in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash to the Kohanim, it must be from one of these two korbanot. If ra'ita shemen shehu natun al gabei ha'ishim, en ata sarich lishol mahu. If you see oil being put on the fires of the Mizbeach, you don't have to ask what offering it was from. Ela motad kikei minhat kohanim. Rather, it's either the leftover oil from the wafer mincha offering brought by the Kohanim, Uminhat Kohen HaMashiach, or the leftover oil from the daily mincha offering of the Kohen Gadol, the anointed Kohen. Like we mentioned earlier on, according to Rabbi Shimon, the wafer mincha has leftover oil, but if it's brought by a Kohen, the leftover oil, like any mincha brought by the Kohen, is not eaten, but it's burned on the Mizbeach, the whole thing. So therefore we're saying that as well over here. If there was leftover oil that's being burned on the Mizbeach, you could assume that it's from the menachot of the Kohanim, or the minhat Kohen HaMashiach. The Torah tells us that the Kohen Gadol, specifically it talks about Aharon, has to bring a mincha offering every day. Half of it has to be brought in the morning, and half in the afternoon. It tells us that there is a very large amount of oil brought, and because it's baked before it's fried with the oil, not much of the oil is absorbed in. So there's a lot of oil that remains on its own. That oil is burnt on the Mizbeach like any other mincha of the Kohen. So therefore, since these are the only oils that are burned on the Mizbeach, we could make the assumption that it's one of these two. She'en mitnadebim shemen, because oil is not allowed to be donated as a voluntary offering to the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Tarfon Omer mitnadebim shemen. Says that the Rabbi Tarfon, no, you could make a voluntary offering of oil, which is then brought and burned on the Mizbeach. So according to the Rabbi Tarfon, if you see oil being burnt on the Mizbeach, there's also a possibility that it's oil of a person who voluntarily donated it to the Beit HaMikdash.